This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The program is running completely different than how it has in the past. NCC saw this as an opportunity to really dig into the comments or to the proposed regulation that was put out by USDA and submit detailed comments to the department in hopes of making the program work better for cotton producers.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Including limitations on the contract payments that were not included by the statutory language passed by Congress. Basically, NRCS created two additional levels of payment restrictions that Congress didn't include in the 2008 Farm Bill. We also asked for further clarification to the resource conserving crop rotation, as that's a big portion of the CSP, and commented on the inability to modify contracts after they are signed, which has been done in the original CSP. You can modify contracts if you add or drop land, whereas in this initial interim final rule, you would not be able to do that. In addition, the NCC encouraged USDA to modify a section of the rule that only allowed the individual listed as the operator of a farm in Farm Service Agency records to apply for the CSP. Other members of a joint operation would still be eligible.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the meantime, NCC will continue to work with NRCS and Congress as the regulations move forward to hopefully make sure that the final rule implemented by the department is in keeping with the statutory language passed by Congress and Congress's intent.